This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. John Kerry and George W. Bush got their first chance to confront each other directly last night. In the first of three presidential debates, Senator Kerry accused the president of a colossal error in judgment when he took America to war against Saddam Hussein. The president took on Senator Kerry's leadership, saying he sent mixed signals to our allies and our troops.
The only thing consistent about my opponent's position is that he's been inconsistent. He changes positions. And you cannot change positions in this war on terror if you expect to win. And I expect to win. It's necessary we win.
The two men met at the University of Miami in Coral Gables in a 90-minute debate moderated by PBS newsman Jim Lehrer. The topic for the evening was foreign policy, and the most heated exchanges focused on Iraq, terrorism, and homeland security. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The candidates debated under a set of elaborate and carefully negotiated rules with strict time limits and no possibility of posing questions directly to each other. But still, there were plenty of sharp attacks and counterattacks. Asked about whether the war in Iraq was worth it, Kerry said it could be if the president holds an international summit, speeds up training for Iraqi troops, accelerates reconstruction efforts, and guarantees free elections.
So the choice for America is, you can have a plan that I've laid out in 4 points, each of which I can tell you more about, or you can go to johnkerry.com and see more of it, or you have the president's plan, which is 4 words, more of the same. I think my plan is better, and my plan has a better chance of standing up and fighting for those troops. I will never let those troops down, and will hunt and kill the terrorists wherever they are.
Excuse me. All right, sir, go ahead. 30 seconds.
I understand what it means to be the commander-in-chief, and if I were to ever say this is the wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place, the troops would wonder, how can I follow this guy?
Both candidates recycled familiar lines they've used in their stump speeches. President Bush stuck to his tactic of throwing Kerry's past statements back at him.
He said I misled on Iraq. I don't think he was misleading when he called Iraq a grave threat in the fall of 2002. I don't think he was misleading when he said that it was right to disarm Iraq in the spring of 2003. I don't think he misled you when he said that, you know, anyone who doubted whether the world was better off without Saddam Hussein in power didn't have the judgment to be president. I don't think he was misleading.
Kerry responded.
I wasn't misleading when I said he was a threat. Nor was I misleading on the day that the president decided to go to war when I said that he had made a mistake in not building strong alliances and that I would have preferred that he did more diplomacy. I've had one position, one consistent position, that Saddam Hussein was a threat. There was a right way to disarm him and a wrong way, and the president chose the wrong way.
One of Kerry's main goals in this debate was to drive that point home, that instead of the flip-flopper the Bush campaign has described relentlessly, he is actually someone who has one coherent position. Both candidates attacked each other's leadership abilities, Kerry questioning the president's credibility to lead, the president saying Kerry was too weak and vacillating to be commander-in-chief. The president once again focusing on the one statement of Kerry's that his campaign has worked so hard to make famous.
My opponent says help is on the way, but what kind of message is to say to our troops in harm's way, wrong war, wrong place, wrong time? That's not a message a commander-in-chief gives, or this is a great diversion. As well, help is on the way, but it's certainly hard to tell it when he voted against the $87 billion supplemental to provide equipment for our troops. And then said he actually did vote for it before he voted against it. It's not what commander-in-chief does when you're trying to lead troops.
But this time, Kerry had a carefully planned response.
Well, you know, when I talked about the $87 billion, I made a mistake in how I talk about the war. But the president made a mistake in invading Iraq. Which is worse?
The tight time constraints with visible red, yellow, and green lights on the lecterns that flashed when either one talked too long had the effect of forcing Kerry, who can be long-winded, to sound more succinct. The candidates have profound differences in their view of the relationship between the war in Iraq and the larger war on terror. The president thinks Iraq is a central front in that bigger war. Senator Kerry calls Iraq a diversion. Asked whether the war in Iraq makes it more likely that he would take the United States into another preemptive military strike, the president said this.
I would hope I'd never have to. understand how hard it is to commit troops. I never wanted to commit troops. I never, when I was running, when we had the debate in 2000, never dreamt I'd be doing that. But the enemy attacked us, Jim, and I have a solemn duty to protect the American people.
Senator Kerry answered this way.
Jim, the president just said something extraordinarily revealing and frankly, very important in this debate. In answer to your question about Iraq and sending people into Iraq, he just said, the enemy attacked us. Saddam Hussein didn't attack us. Osama bin Laden attacked us. Al-Qaeda attacked us. And when we had Osama bin Laden cornered in the mountains of Tora Bora, 1,000 of his cohorts with him in those mountains, with American military forces nearby and in the field, we didn't use the best trained troops in the world to go kill the world's number one criminal and terrorist.
Instead, Kerry suggested, Bush let Osama bin Laden escape. That provoked a flash of anger from the president, who shot an irritated look at his opponent.
First listen, 30 seconds. Of course I know Osama bin Laden attacked us. I know that. And secondly, to think that another round of resolutions would have caused Saddam Hussein to disarm, disclose, is ludicrous in my judgment. It just shows a significant difference of opinion.
Iraq dominated the debate, but there were also questions about homeland security and North Korea, where the candidates presented two different approaches to negotiating over nuclear weapons. Although much of the charges and countercharges on the campaign trail are about character, when invited to describe each other's character, both candidates praised each other's family first before returning to their familiar attacks.
My concerns about the senator is that in the course of this campaign, I've been listening very carefully to what he says, and he changes positions on the war in Iraq. This changes positions on something as fundamental as what you believe in your core, in your heart of hearts, is right for in Iraq. You cannot lead if you send mixed messages.
Then, Senator Kerry.
It's one thing to be certain, but you can be certain and be wrong. It's another to be certain and be right, or be certain and be moving in the right direction, or be certain about a principle, and then learn new facts and take those new facts and put them to use in order to change and get your policy right. What I worry about with the president is that he's not acknowledging what's on the ground. He's not acknowledging the realities of North Korea. He's not acknowledging the truth of the science of stem cell research or of global warming and other issues. And certainty sometimes can get you in trouble.
Coming into the debate, most polls showed the president with a small but stable lead. The first debate was Kerry's best opportunity to change that dynamic. It will take a few days to measure how the millions of voters who watched it reacted, and both campaigns have now begun a battle to control perceptions of who performed better last night. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Coral Gables, Florida.
You can hear the entire debate at npr.org.